Arguably the most globally renowned marketing contest that rewards business effectiveness of marketing activations have just celebrated this year award galas around the world. That's of course Effie Awards. Today, how about to win Effie, and a bit about its backstage. My intention in this episode is to help smaller brands compete with the largest brands. Because typically the largest brands have the largest teams, and some members of these teams are getting so good at preparing a perfect Effie entry form that maybe sometimes the form trumps the contents and the business idea itself, and sometimes it's intimidating for smaller brands. I've had a privilege of sitting on Effie jury for many, many years, also for Effie Europe, where I've had an opportunity to analyze many gold entries from diverse markets. I also have a pleasure of working with marketing teams around the world, who are now posting on LinkedIn how happy they are for winning Effie or being nominated for an Effie award. But I also work with teams who did not win, although their work is equally valuable and their business ideas equally worth rewarding. But they are reluctant to even enter the contest, claiming that always the same big brands win. So today, having a lot of backstage experience and seeing how great an opportunity Effie is for marketers to grow their marketing savvy and expertise, I will try to change this perception and will try to help smaller teams prepare a perfect Effie entry. There are a couple of key components of the good Effie entry. Some of them refer to the merits, to the contents, and some of them to the form, aesthetics, and simplicity of the presentation. Why the latter? Well, because the Effie jury, composed typically out of 10 or more strongly opinionated experts, go through dozens, like 15, 20, even more entries, which means that your entry has just a couple of minutes on stage. So whatever the content is of this entry, it must stand out. We on the jury are analyzing profoundly all entries, but it's really, really speedy. Judging from the experience, the most attractive standout element is paradoxically a bit not even the level of growth or success you delivered. More often, it's a profound and captivating truth residing in the insight found by a marketer, combined frequently with the authentically articulated business challenge. That's typically the most attractive because this is the beginning of the entry analysis and it already invites jury members to some truly emotional journey. What I mean by these two elements is that you should never ever fabricate the consumer truth that becomes now simply more convenient for you to use in your entry because it matches now with your business idea. On Effie jury, we have seen dozens of entries which were like that back-engineered, either on this insight level, like for instance claiming that people like gambling on the go and therefore you developed a gambling application. That is simply not true. That is simply not an insight. Or that are back-engineered on targets set for a campaign. I remember entries with a target definition. Our target last year was to grow 11.5% year on year. Nobody plans like this. Nobody plans like this. So it has to be true. It cannot be back engineered. And by authentically articulated business challenge, I mean, do not worry about the shame you may feel writing that you were dropping for years or that competition was better or that consumers lost their engagement in your brand. Tell the truth. Jury will appreciate it. And this will create a bit of a drama and you will win their empathy and compassion, and that is important. The third key component is the idea itself, of course, which should change one of two things or both of them. A belief consumers have referring to you, to your brand, to the category, or the behavior to your brand or to the category. So you're changing how people feel and what they think about you or your category and how they use it. The ideas that are rewarded with gold Effie changed dramatically the paradigms of a category that seemed to be set for good, that no one else has challenged before, like consulting suddenly your doctor online, or establishing a new routine of having a breakfast at McDonald's, for instance. So you changed how people behave, preferably permanently. And by changing these beliefs or behaviors, you made a good, measurable business out of it. That's basically the core of the good entry, of the good FE entry. You made an incremental change in how people behave, and you made a good business out of it. However, this might now not be enough, because now the level of FE entries has gotten really high. So it would be much stronger if, by addressing the identify insight, you and your idea changed how people behave, but also you changed the world to be a bit better place. For instance, by helping some underprivileged social group, or by giving a more democratic access to something like medical services, by your app grouping in one place all the doctors from a city, or can be really a small thing by creating some new phenomenon or fashion to do things more sustainably, or even that you created some new pop culture event like a music festival for young talents. So something has changed for your brand, and that is the gist of your entry, but it also has a positive ripple effect on the planet and people living on it. It will certainly help your entry today. And the pretty obvious boosting element of any FE entry. Although FE is an effectiveness contest and not a beauty contest, pictures still talk stronger than words, which means your creative execution cannot be ignored. I've seen many times when the hardworking jury group suddenly was going through an uplifting experience thanks to some fantastic creative. Even though the business challenge maybe and the idea itself were not so powerful, the creative did a fantastic job winning some extra points for this entry scoring. We are all driven by emotions, and jury members equally so benefit from it. I recommend you guys that your creative can win some extra points just being good. So a quick recap here. We have a humble, clear, true business challenge. You create attention and empathy and compassion with it. Then you have an insight which is true, not made up, that everyone can relate to, and where the link to the business challenge is unquestionable and natural and not back engineered. And you have an idea that changes beliefs and behaviors that bring success to your brand, but maybe also does something good for the world. And you have a good creative execution, very simple, very emotional, and very anchored in the insight. But you also need something else. On FE Jury, there are plenty of experts with incredible number crunching talents, so your data cannot be manipulated or sloppy. The growth you are presenting in data has to be driven by your idea implementation, and not, for instance, by seasonality of the category, by additional distribution, or by some extra promotion. So you have to show clearly on charts the before, the during, and the after development of your parameters. Do not hide inconvenient truth, for instance, that you always grow in Christmas. Jury will get that, and the whole entry will be questioned as not credible. Do not manipulate also how you present the scales on the charts in Excel in the pursuit to dramatize visually the growth. But a tip here, which is very valuable, I think, make sure jury understands what scale of change is ambitious in your category. So for instance, growing 150% in e-commerce might be a standard and expected when doing absolutely nothing. But growing just 2% in automotive business may be a game-changing dynamic. So explain to them, preferably with numbers and charts, what change is normal and why the change your idea generated is spectacular. At the end, sure, or legal or regulatory comments that accompanied your campaign, there is always some legal body helping the jury, the FE jury, understand if there was some infringement or any other legal issue. So let's list our 7 FE tips for a perfect FE entry. Clear business challenge that evokes empathetic emotions. For instance, our brand has been losing 10% over last years, switching to our competition because we cannot provide sufficient post-purchase support. Then, true, profoundly understood insight that explains why the business challenge occurs. For example, people have now less time and expect 24/7 support that we cannot provide. Then a powerful idea that indisputably changes how people think or how they behave in a category or for your brand. And the change is something new in the category, some new routine, some new behavior in the category. Hopefully also you add a proof that this idea not only helped your brand grow, but also made a relevant difference for the world or some maybe underprivileged group. Then you're creative. Check whether it's truly prepared in a way to manifest strong anchoring to your insight and your intention to change how people think or behave. Simplify it. Simplify as much as you can for this entry because jury does not have time to intellectually connect all the dots, make it obvious to understand and emotional enough to capture their attention. Then clean, perfect data showing the development of your KPIs before, during, and after the activation, factoring out all external drivers of this development like seasonality, increase in distribution or extra promotion. All that can drive growth and the jury will get that. And remember, they have the right to ask for explanation if something is not clear, so don't hide it. Effie rewards ideas that drive business growth and it has to be clear in your numbers. And lastly, made it clean from the legal and regulatory perspective. So with these tips, I strongly encourage you guys to prepare your FE entry for the next year edition. It's a lot of learning in the process, a lot of fun and multifunctional effort. And when you win or you get nominated, you get an extra boost of motivation for you, for your team and your agency partners. So fingers crossed and see you in the next episode.